hacemos work. Welcome to another edition of Jeep in Motion, the feature that highlights developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program.
How I get to get the food for the poor out, I was living in another tent because of the eviction of the living that I was living, and they did pull down the house with them. Most of all, what I would say from my conscience, it would say it's very good. And I would like if all the homeless could have somewhere to live, because I want for the homeless.
Novia Beckford, a beneficiary of the government and Food for the Poor's Indigent Housing Project. Prior to receiving a two-bedroom unit under the Indigent Housing Project, Miss Beckford was without a place to call her own for approximately 3 years. The Indigent Housing Project, being administered by the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP, has been benefiting many Jamaicans. Jacinth Bandu, a resident of Longwood District in Clarendon, is one of 30 persons recently presented with keys through the project.
I was living in a board structure, very old, long time structure, my great grandmother owned. First years back then. Let me tell you, I'm very happy, glad, because you know, it's comfortable now, no wetting and all of that.
Another beneficiary, Orville Cummings, says before receiving his house under the program, he was living in deplorable conditions.
I was going through a struggling, you know. It never nice, and God blessed me in so many ways. We have to be so grateful. They come in the right time, it was rough, you know, so it take a lot of stress off of me because kids and bills and everything.
The 30 beneficiaries are drawn from Clarendon, Manchester and St. Thomas. By the end of March this year, another 12 persons should be presented with keys under the program. The Indigent Housing Initiative started from an agreement signed between the government and Food for the Poor for the construction of 1,200 wooden houses annually over a 5-year period.
The houses cost $6,400, of which 50% is borne by the government of Jamaica, and funding was sought through Petro-Caribe. To date, we have built 1,827 wooden units, inclusive of over 400 which were utilized in the Hurricane Sandy Relief Program of 2012-2013. We have created employment under this JEEP administered project, and to date, over 5,000 persons have been employed in the construction process.
Minister without portfolio with responsibility for housing in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. He says beneficiaries have given positive feedback about the program.
The feedback has been phenomenally satisfying. When one looks at the fact that as an administration with that particular program, we're able to respond to some of those hurricane-affected persons and the huge accolades that have been bestowed on the government as a result of this particular initiative speaks volumes to how people feel about it.
The Indigent Housing Project targets Jamaicans in all 63 constituencies across Jamaica. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among Jamaicans of lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs as well as those with low skill levels. That's it for today's edition of JEEP in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
Are you the promoter of a new or established event with mass appeal? Submit your event for inclusion in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's Jamrock Summer Promotional Program. Film, dance, fashion, food, literary arts, and other entertainment events all qualify for inclusion. Events must fall between May 15 and August 15, 2015. Selected events will benefit from local and international marketing support. Submit your events by Friday, February 13. For more information, contact the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment at 920-4926-30 or email us at entertainment@mot.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.